I'm Tanvir Nasir, and this is Leadership Biz Cafe, a podcast that provides insights and tools to help leaders take on the challenges and opportunities found in leading today's workplaces. Leadership Biz Cafe is brought to you by Tanvir Nasir Leadership, our leadership firm that offers keynotes and corporate trainings in both in-person and virtual settings that will help you to improve the way you lead and guide your organization's growth and future successes. To find out how we can help you today with your leadership challenges and discover your untapped opportunities, visit our website at tanvirnasir.com. And with that, it's time to brew up a brand new episode of Leadership Espresso Shot. Over the past couple of weeks, I've had the pleasure of being interviewed on podcasts hosted by some of my friends. And while the focus of these different interviews varied, there was one common topic that came up during each of these conversations, and that was the growing issue of employee burnout and how the way we approach work is becoming more and more unsustainable. And as I look at my various news feeds with articles about more company layoffs featured alongside articles about employee mental health issues and the rise of toxic work cultures, it's becoming clear to me that what we're seeing here is a decline in compassion in today's leadership. Now, to understand why you need to bring more compassion to your leadership, especially if you want to be successful at leadership in today's work climate, let me first describe two behaviors we're all hardwired to exhibit: expressing empathy and being curious. Of these two behaviors, empathy is probably the easiest one for us to perceive and experience. One only has to look at the response we have to a natural disaster halfway around the world, and how this not only leads to various fundraising campaigns to help with the humanitarian crisis, but how studies have shown that these events also lead to an increase in blood donations to help one's local community. Of course, the question that arises is if we're able to openly display empathy and concern for others regardless of where they live, why is this behavior sorely lacking in many of today's workplaces? Why are there so few organizations where employees feel that sense of connection and belonging, not only to the people around them, but to the work they do? Not to mention feeling that sense of psychological safety that comes with inclusion and acceptance of people who look, think, and experience life different from us. The answer to these questions is found in the second behavior that we're all hardwired to exhibit, namely our innate sense of curiosity. Granted, curiosity is something we often associate with childhood, because at that point in our lives, we were most open to exploring and trying to understand the world around us, of how things worked, and the nature of the relationships we had with those around us. And yet the reality is that our sense of curiosity is still present within each of us. The only difference is how much do we give ourselves the permission to be open to learning more about those around us, and in the process, more about ourselves as well. More importantly, how often are we willing to question our assumptions about people, about their unique motivations, and what they actually care about? This is the common stumbling block for many leaders because they have difficulty with being open with their employees about not having all the answers. Not to mention the fact that given the way we work is currently in a state of flux, it's only natural that we'd want to hold on to our established beliefs about how things should be done and where, irrespective of what those we have responsibility to lead and care for are telling us. But herein lies the key for why compassion is so critical to succeeding at leadership today. Our compassion motivates us to listen and learn about what our employees need from us to be successful. It's through our compassion that we demonstrate our curiosity to discover and understand what are the real challenges our employees face, to empathize with what they're going through, and being compelled to do something about it. It's only when we listen with empathy and with a curiosity to learn from our employees that we're able to truly understand them, to appreciate what matters to them, and what inspires them to bring their full selves to the work they do. We have to acknowledge the truth that we can't get others to care about our vision until we understand what they care about, that we recognize what their career aspirations and goals are, and how we can help them achieve it as much as we want them to help us achieve our long-term goals. It's a big reason why we're seeing this ongoing debate over how and where employees work. There's no discussion or effort to understand the needs of employees, let alone a genuine explanation for why it matters so much for employees to be present on specific days, beyond vague remarks about sustaining organizational culture and innovation. In fact, this debate over the future of work, what employees need to not simply do their jobs but excel in their role, reinforces findings of a study the Ken Blanchard Company did a few years ago, where they found that more than 80% of employees criticized their bosses for not listening to them. And this same study found that more than 70% of employees want to have conversations with their bosses about their career goals and ambitions, but less than 30% of bosses were actually having these conversations. And if we weren't having these conversations before the pandemic disrupted the decades-old models of how we work, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that these discussions are barely being had today as well, with the focus being so much on when and where we work instead of on why. Of course, it's easy for us to argue that this is a product of our times, that in the face of having to do more with less, with having to do things faster than before while managing these increasing demands on our time, attention, and resources, it's only natural that leaders can't sit down to speak with every employee about their career goals and dreams. And yet, what we need to recognize here is that what's missing is not simply a conversation or an informal chat in the break room or on a Zoom call. What's missing here is compassion in our leadership, one that drives us to be present in those everyday encounters so that we're truly hearing what those around us are telling us, because we have both the curiosity to learn and the empathy to care about their reality. Numerous studies have shown that employees have higher expectations of their leaders to not simply be effective at managing tasks, but at developing people. But how can we develop people? How can we help them be better than they are today if we lack the compassion to care about their reality and what they need from us to be successful? How can we bring out the best in those we lead if we're willing to hide behind the constraints of today's workplaces as the excuse for why we're not tapping into those hardwired behaviors of empathy and curiosity to ensure we are, in fact, creating an environment where people can not only succeed, but thrive? If we look at those examples of successful leadership, whether it be leaders we worked under or those we admire from afar, a common behavior we see shared among them is how they were active listeners. It didn't matter what position you held or what role you played, as they had this way of making us feel important. The reason for this was simple. They were genuinely interested in what we had to say because they cared about our experiences and our reality. These leaders understood that the power of compassion in leadership is that it makes people feel heard and understood, that it allows us to be fully present to hear what those around us have to say, to recognize the value of their insights and experiences, and to tap into that human desire to lend a helping hand to help others be better. So if we are to be as successful as those leaders we all admire and respect, we need to do more than simply follow their strategies and ideas. We need to bring compassion to the way we lead so we can create a sense of belonging, connectedness, and meaning for every single person under our care. To do this means we have to overcome our brain's tendency to find the path of least resistance by simply focusing on what we need to get done, and instead focus on reigniting that sense of curiosity and empathy that lies in wait in each of us. In so doing, we can be the kind of leader who not only delivers results, but inspires those we lead to become that better version of themselves so that we might all collectively succeed and thrive. As I'm sure you can tell from this Leadership Espresso Shot, this is a topic that I care deeply about helping leaders master and improve their skill set around. In fact, I've given several leadership keynotes and workshops around empathy and leadership and how leaders can build these stronger connections between their employees and the long-term strategies and goals of their organization. So if you want to learn more about this, I would love to hear from you. Just fill out the contact form on my website at tavannasir.com. And you can also review my speaking and workshop pages to learn more about my speaking and corporate training sessions and what past clients have had to say about attending these events. I'm Tavannasir, and you've been listening to Leadership Biz Cafe.